Storm damage is estimated at $2 to $3 million in Bayfield, a village of less than 600 people. Artist Ron Johnson of Lafarge, Wisconsin, says he had no warning.
The winds picked up more, and I hollered at my wife, "You better hang on if you can't hang on to it too." And about that time, we're at a 45-degree angle, and our spot up there was on the bay.
The Bayfield Chamber of Commerce Director Carrie Opes says volunteers from all over Shawamigan Bay have been showing up to help. She says it's been heartwarming to see the whirlwind of activity since the storm.
Just was that yesterday or 2 days ago? That sounds horrible, but I guess 2 days ago. Yeah, this is Tuesday.
While Bayfield is asking for state help for public damage, others may be out of luck. 90 artists were displaying their work at Memorial Park. Opes says the wind blew the fair into Lake Superior.
It's hard to explain. I've done art shows for 30 years. I've directed art shows, and I've never seen anything like this, where there was almost nothing that was salvageable.
Although some people were insured, many artists lost everything they had. A crafts disaster relief fund has been set up in Bayfield. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.